This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. The General Assembly is allowing electric utilities to collect more money from customers. It's part of a deal in which Exelon Corporation has agreed not to close nuclear plants in Clinton and the Quad Cities for at least 10 years. Exelon says those two nuclear plants are no longer profitable, but that's not the case for the company overall. Last year, it reported net income of $2.25 billion. That did not sit well with opponents, who call the rate hike a bailout. Mark Batnick, a Republican state representative from Plainfield, says too many colleagues have misplaced priorities.
So we're going to subsidize the company so that they could sell their power out of state. That's supposed to be more important than social services, than higher education, than the budget and everything else.
Supporters of the subsidy say it'll save the jobs of 1,500 men and women at the two plants. There's a complicated formula meant to protect residential ratepayers, though critics say there are loopholes that could lead to higher bills. I'm Brian Mackey.